Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Rejecting quote-unquote Israeli athletes. A real test from Indonesia's firm stance? News. Indonesia. The Court of Arbitration for Sports, CAS, rejected quote-unquote Israel Gymnastics Federation's, IGF, appeals to allow its athletes to compete in its Artistic Gymnastics World Championships in Jakarta, Indonesia, from October 19th to the 25th, 2025. The Indonesian government denied visas to six quote-unquote Israeli gymnasts, citing support for Palestine and domestic pressure. IGF appealed to CAS and International Gymnastics Federation, FIG, requesting measures to ensure participation or cancel the event. CAS dismissed both appeals, and FIG stated it has no authority over visa decisions. Indonesia reaffirmed its stance, aligning with its foreign policy and public sentiment. Comment. Indonesia's decision to reject the participation of quote-unquote Israeli athletes in the World Gymnastics Championship is a commendable and principled move. It reflects Indonesia's firm stance towards quote-unquote Israel. This action should be regarded as an initial step for Indonesia to adopt a consistent and decisive position concerning the Jewish entity's presence in the country, not only in sports, but also across other areas such as economic, tourism, education, and beyond. Although Indonesia has consistently expressed strong support for the independence of Palestine and maintains no formal diplomatic relations with the Jewish entity, informal relations continue to exist. In recent years, several quote-unquote Israeli athletes have competed in Indonesia despite the absence of official diplomatic ties. Among them is Misha Zilberman, a badminton player who participated in 2015 BWF World Championships in Jakarta. Yuval Shemla, a climber who joined the 2022 IFSC Climbing World Cup in Jakarta, and Mikhail Yakovlev, a track cyclist who won a bronze medal at a 2023 UCI Track Nations Cup. In addition, an Israeli parliamentary delegation attended the 144th Interparliamentary Union IPU Assembly held in Bali in 2022, although not as an official guest of the Indonesian government. From a trade perspective, despite the absence of formal diplomatic relations, commercial activities between Indonesia and quote-unquote Israel persist through third-party intermediaries such as Singapore and Hong Kong. In 2024, Indonesia's imports from quote-unquote Israel amounted to approximately $54.2 million, consisting mainly of mechanical machinery, electrical equipment, optical instruments, and pharmaceutical products. Meanwhile, Indonesia's exports to quote-unquote Israel reached about $236 million, with key commodities including leather footwear, palm oil, and textile products. Similarly, in the tourism sector, thousands of quote-unquote Israeli citizens have been allowed to visit Indonesia, while many Indonesians also travel to the Jewish entity. These data indicate that Indonesia's stance toward Israel has not been entirely firm. Therefore, the recent rejection of quote-unquote Israel gymnasts should ideally mark the beginning of a consistent and comprehensive policy against quote-unquote Israel in all sectors. However, if this rejection is not followed by broader consistency, it raises an important question. Was the decision truly motivated by solidarity with Palestine or merely a response to public pressure opposing quote-unquote Israel's presence in Indonesia? It would be unfortunate if public pressure were the sole reason. Such a case would suggest that the Indonesian government's position on Palestine lacks sincerity and that Indonesia is no different from other countries that rhetorically support Palestine while maintaining practical relations with the Jewish entity. This situation should serve as a reflection for the Indonesian public to continue urging the government to act consistently in both words and deeds. Moreover, it should be a lesson for the broader Muslim community that as long as governments in the Muslim world remain confined by nationalistic interests, humanitarian and Islamic concerns will continue to be sidelined. Therefore, Muslims must not limit their struggle to short-term issues, but strive for the establishment of Islamic governance, genuinely committed to the interests of the global Muslim Ummah. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdullah Aswar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.